In today's episode, I want to talk about something that I think comes up at least 2 to 3 times a week with my clients, or I mentor a lot of entrepreneurs. The question is, I want to start a new project or a new business, something large. How do I prioritize, organize something that is multifaceted, lots of moving parts, maybe lots of people? What does that process look like? How do I keep myself from going crazy? For me, this is like the thing that I spent most of my career working on, thinking on, trying to perfect. It's definitely a lifelong skill. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. I'm thinking about it, new ways to approach it all the time. But this is what I can share with you today that I've learned so far. First of all, the biggest question I would have for you is, do you have a mission statement? Do you have a goal? Do you have your compass set? If you haven't thought really clearly on the outcome that you desire, the goal that you're trying to reach, it's almost impossible to come up with a plan that will succeed. So take a moment and sit down and really think through, what is it that I want to see as my outcome? What value am I trying to achieve that's meaningful to me? What are my daily activities going to look like as I'm achieving those goals? And is that something I really want to do? So take the time, because a lot of people rush through this process. And I always think about it this way. If you are setting out and you want to set sail and you set the compass in a certain direction and everybody starts paddling and the boat is going in a certain direction, if you change course all the time, it just expends a ton of energy and it wastes a lot of time, and it can be very, very, very fatiguing. And I'm not suggesting that you don't have to pivot and change course, but you really do want to try to manage how many times you do that, because it can be expensive, it can be time consuming, and it can be emotionally draining. So really think through, what's the outcome? Why am I doing this? What's the value to me? What's the meaning for me? And am I going to enjoy those daily activities? Once you've decided what it is that you want to do and what the outcome is, then the question is, what is the time frame? How long will it take you to achieve that goal? Do you have 3 months? Do you have 6 months? Start thinking about the time frame that you need to set to achieve the goal. And you may say, look, I don't really have a time frame. This is something I can just sort of work out on the side. The problem with that mindset is it'll never get done. I can't tell you how many people don't finish projects, right? It's very easy to start a bunch of things. It's easy to like impulsively get excited. It's very hard to finish. So I would definitely set a time frame and hold yourself to it to the best of your abilities. I'm not somebody that's like crazy about deadlines, because the truth is, as you get into your projects, you learn, you recognize the complications, the challenges, and sometimes it needs to be extended. But it should be a very conscious decision to extend that timeline. So those are the first steps. Once you have a clear outcome, once you know the values, then the question is, how do I keep from getting overwhelmed? How do I organize all the components? And the question is very, very simple. As you're taking on all the steps to launch that business, to create that, to do that new project, even if it's something like renovating a kitchen, whatever it is that you're doing that's large and takes a lot of time and money, you want to look at all the components and ask yourself, do these components support my larger goal? I can't tell you how many times we'd be working on a year-long project, we're deep in it, we're thinking about all the pieces, and we start thinking about the pieces as individual ideas or components, and we've lost track of the bigger mission and goal. And so now all the components aren't really adding up to the bigger goal. Or we've learned something and we really need to shift the larger goal. So those things need to be in alignment. Again, going back to the boat analogy, if you set your compass, but you're steering in a different direction, right? Like you're paddling south when you really set your compass north, you're going to have a lot of trouble. So if you need to adjust the direction that you're paddling, that's fine. But then, you know, change the goal a little bit. Get clear on what your goal is again. So every single time I have a piece, say I'm creating I have this new online workout site that I'm so proud of and I love, but it's been a lot of work. There's the workouts, there's the website, there's the design elements, there's all the actual writing and the content, there's sales and marketing. So when I'm doing each piece, I keep coming back, what's the goal? What are the values? What am I trying to achieve? Is this slipping away from that overarching goal? And if it is that something I want to do? Is it intentional or not? Then it gets really simple. Once you get adept at that, it becomes all about tactical things. Setting aside the right amount of time, organizing yourself with extremely high quality people. I can't tell you enough. I am such a huge believer in getting the best people around me. I'm good at certain things and I'm average at others, and I downright suck at some things. So I always find the most talented people to come and help support me reach my goals. So surround yourself by incredibly talented people, people more talented than yourself in areas that aren't your sweet spot. And then take the time to get something. I love Asana. I don't know if you've ever used Asana, but I love it. Get a project management software, track all your stuff so you don't lose your mind. You're not listing things all night long. You have all your stuff in one place, and I promise you, it'll keep you from losing your mind, because that's where people stay up all night long, rehearsing the list, thinking it over 100 times. And then the last thing, check off those items as they get done. Celebrate each and every single solitary thing that you get done, no matter how small, because it's not about attaining the goal that you set for 3 months. I've had projects I've worked on in my life that have been, you know, we built a 12,000 square foot building. I created a database that took over a year to design and develop. If you wait till the end, you'll never enjoy the whole process. And the end goal, although it's wonderful, it's only an hour or two of celebration. And I don't mean pop open champagne and, you know, every day like toast yourself, but take a minute, acknowledge all the work that you've gotten done, celebrate that, feel good that you stepped up, you did work, you're making progress towards your goal. So those are my best piece of advice. On top of that, find an absolute chunk of time that you can work. If it's a 4-hour block, that's the best. Anything more than 2 hours is really needed to get things going. Use that time. Don't do other things. Don't multitask. Don't look at your email. Don't pick up your phone, and you'll get a ton done. And over time, you'll start seeing the results. I hope this was helpful. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have any questions, come over to emotionalobesity.com/podcast. Always happy to hear from you. And thanks so much for listening.